So as Congress is facing the Thursday funding deadline, states are looking at another one. Title X funding provides about $250 million federal dollars for family planning services, everything but abortions. In less than 2 months, the grants will expire, and the Trump administration hasn't announced how organizations can get new grants. What's known is that Valerie Huber heads the Title X program now, and she's the founder of a pro-abstinence group. She replaced Theresa Manning, who said on C-SPAN in 2003 that family planning is what occurs between a husband and a wife and God. She is on record as not supporting reproductive services. Susan Wood is a professor of health policy and management at George Washington University. So, Professor Wood, Susan, two people who don't support family planning, the thing the Title X program is supposed to do, are people worried about the funding for this program?
To be honest, yes, they are. And it's not just about funding. Are we going to have enough money for Title X programs? But it's also about what do we mean by providing family planning services? What is actually being provided for women?
Right. And
people are very worried.
That there might be sort of a restructuring or a reconsideration of what the program even does. But what does it do? What is Title X?
Well, Title X started out in the early 1970s as a very bipartisan, even Republican program. It was signed into law by President Nixon. Its chief champion in Congress was then Congressman George H.W. Bush. What it is dedicated dollars that can support family planning services around the country where comprehensive, confidential family planning services are available primarily to low-income women, but actually to everyone who needs it.
Well, you've told us that the amount of money under this program, Title X, it's smaller than, say, what's covered under Medicaid.
But so
why would it be needed? Does it go to community centers? I mean, are these people who are falling through the cracks somehow? What's it needed for?
It goes in a number of different directions, and different states and communities decide where it goes. So it can go to state health departments, community health centers, and it also goes to the freestanding family planning clinics. But it does a couple of different things. One, it is dedicated funding for these programs, not just a broad primary care or other specialized services. Secondly, it sets a very high standard for quality to make sure that there is comprehensive counseling, that there's a broad spectrum of contraceptive services available, not just one kind or another. And indeed, in those clinics that get Title X funding, they're also getting sometimes reimbursed through private insurance, but also through Medicaid, which is where a lot of low-income women get their family planning services.
No federal dollars are allowed to be used for abortion procedures.
That's correct.
But does any of the Title X money go to Planned Parenthood for the many other things it does, the women's health checkups, the birth control?
Sure. Planned Parenthood, along with many other providers, are sometimes getting Title X grants. But there are very strict rules on keeping the finances separate and the services separate. So currently there's a restriction on using any federal dollars for abortion services, and that includes the Title X dollars.
Look, this delay in any kind of announcement of how the Title X money will be given to states as the deadline approaches comes as the Trump administration has changed the requirement regarding employer insurance. The administration created a new conscience and religious freedom division of the Department of Health and Human Services, so employers may not just have a religious objection to birth control, but they may have some sort of a conscientious one as well. How do you feel? What's this landscape that you're looking at?
Well, this is the landscape that we mentioned earlier, which is that the entire structure and nature of Title X clinics, health centers are at risk. And indeed, we have to remember this is based on a particular law and particular regulations that are already in place that require comprehensive services, that require evidence-based information and balanced counseling. So hopefully those things are protecting the nature of what will continue to be the Title X family planning program. But that being said, this administration clearly is hostile to access to contraceptive services and family planning services. So we are you know, speaking for myself, I am worried that something that actually hurts women could come out. And we have to be vigilant and we have to be prepared to push back, because not only is it what the law requires, it's what women need.
That's Susan Wood, professor of health policy and management at George Washington University, speaking about the funding for the Title X program. Professor Wood, Susan, thank you.
Thank you.
And again, that funding for the Title X program runs out in about 2 months, and the Trump administration has not yet told states and organizations how to apply for new grants.